Refuse fascism group calls for 60 days of protests to oust demented bully Donald Trump. By Amy Furr on September 7, 2020. Hundreds gathered in downtown Chicago on Saturday as part of a nationwide protest against President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. The group Refuse Fascism organized protests in 23 cities across the country, including Chicago's, where many people wore Trump masks and held up signs that read, "Flush the turd," according to WBBM News Radio. Dozens of Chicago police officers on bicycles escorted the marchers from Federal Plaza to Trump Tower, the report said. In its vision statement, Refuse Fascism, RF, called for 60 days of struggle beginning Saturday, September 5. By October, there needs to be a situation in this country where protests happen day after day. Protests that make visceral the demand that Trump and Pence must go, its website read. RF does not see that all, or even most of these would be called by RF. But that unity is built on the basis of the growing determination of people to stay in the streets and refuse to accept this illegitimate regime. No one can say that this can't lead to a situation where Trump is driven out before the elections. But short of that, sustained protests in October can and must lead to a situation where on election day people don't just vote against Trump in big numbers, but there are mobilized people/forces prepared to oppose. With massive, sustained nonviolent protest, the fascist forces we know the Trump regime is planning to unleash. Speaking at the Los Angeles protest on Saturday, group member Sun Sarah Taylor called President Trump a demented bully and accused him of building concentration camps, brandishing nuclear weapons, and denying science. "All this will get far worse if this fascist regime is allowed a second term," she continued. In an Instagram post on Sunday, the group shared photos of protests in several major cities across the nation. In a press release Thursday, Refuse Fascism spokesperson Andy Z claimed the Trump/Pence regime is moving fast to consolidate fascist rule and hammer in a nightmare for humanity.